League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There are some phrases that seem innocent enough, but deep down, they drive you absolutely insane whenever somebody utters them to you.
Oh, well, that's the point of phrases like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm being nice to your face, but I'm also being snarky right now. I'm insulting you at the same time. Condescending.
Yeah. What's that phrase to you? 1-800-330-9999. My husband calls everybody jabronis. It's like he's stuck in like 1997 WWE, The Rock, and like over the weekend.
Can you call people jabroni nowadays? Actually, I'm not sure you can.
Well, I googled it because I'm like, what is?
I don't see The Rock still calling people jabroni.
I looked it up. All it means is a foolish person. That's okay. What it means.
It's all
like,
right.
I thought about it. I'm like, is it a derogatory term? And
right.
I looked and I'm like, no, he can get away with it even though it's dumb. Yeah. But there's certain things, like whenever he says that, he's like, oh, come on, Anna, you don't want to be a jabroni. I'm like, maybe I do. Maybe I do want to be a jabroni.
Maybe I am right now. You married this jabroni, all right? So watch your mouth, buddy.
But there's some phrases that drive you nuts.
Sure. I can't stand it when people say to me, like, yeah, we can't all be rock stars. Or in the next life. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like an attaboy, or maybe you'll be smarter next time, or you were lucky there. You got lucky. I can't stand it. People say that I'm lucky.
You got lucky?
I mean, I love to get lucky, but I can't stand it if somebody says I was lucky.
Well, you only get lucky if you're at like a roulette wheel and you hit like with a lot of money on it.
That says luck to you, right? But
I mean,
other things
hard,
in life.
No, you worked for that.
That's exactly why I get so mad about it. It's like, wait a minute, I work for my luck. I create my own luck.
I mind
my luck.
It's true. You have two things that you say to me that drive me mad because I think you say them not to be insulting, but
right.
I know that deep down they're they're.
I'm saying them to you.
Yeah,
or I'm saying
crazy.
Them to anybody.
No, you do them to me.
Okay, what are they?
One.
Uh-huh.
Know your role.
No.
That makes me crazy.
Oh.
That makes me absolutely nuts because you're like, know your role. Like basically, I'm overstepping my boundaries,
well,
and that drives me absolutely nuts.
Anna Zapp has a lot of roles, is what I would say. And some days, she's not as good as getting out of the roles.
Uh-huh.
She likes to get in everybody's roles.
You better watch yourself.
Some days
there.
You need to be in the roles,
mm-hmm.
but other times, can't be in the roles.
And the other one you say that drives me absolutely mad.
What's up?
You're overthinking it.
Well, sometimes you overthink it.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Sometimes you do.
Oh, my gosh. See what I mean? It drives me absolutely mad that he says that. Somebody's got to think, Raven. Somebody on the show has to use their brain.
Wow.
Overthinking it.
That's sad to say. Sometimes we just get lucky.
1-800-330-9999. What's that phrase that seems innocent enough, but deep down, it drives you absolutely insane? There are some phrases that just drive you crazy. They're innocent enough, but every time you hear it, you just die a little bit inside.
That's the thing, though, about these phrases. They're power phrases because the person who's using them may or may not know that they are actually an insult. And every time you hear one of these phrases to you, you contemplate that and you look them in the eye and you go, are you a friend or an enemy?
Right. Like what Raven always says to me, I'm overthinking it. Everything we discuss, I'm overthinking because God forbid I use my brain. God forbid.
Sometimes you overthink it, man.
Here we go.
Just saying.
On our text line, I can't stand when people tell me to calm down. That's another one you tell me all the time. You got to calm down.
Well, because the thing is that somebody is only telling you to calm down or relax when it is that you're already worked up.
Mm.
So when you're worked up at that point, like, you know, it's hard to calm down. Then you just feel like somebody's telling you, like, you know, your feelings aren't valid. I get that.
Right. Don't tell me to calm down.
Yeah. When somebody tells me to calm down, I go nuts.
Right.
I go, you want to see me calm? I'll tell you calm. I'll tell you, calm down right now.
Can you imagine? This is my life. You're just dealing with this. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna O'Raven. What is the phrase that seems innocent enough, but deep down drives you crazy?
The phrase, God help me. When someone is talking to you and they say, God help me, it's like, am I that difficult that you need God's help?
It's true. I need the man who created the whole, yes.
Universe,
right.
Galaxy.
Right, in 7 days, 9 days. How many days was it?
I think it was six, but seven.
I mean,
I don't know if it was
a low count. It wasn't a lot of days.
Well,
right, so
I'm not sure it goes hand in hand.
Clearly, there was a lot done in a short amount of time.
God help me get out of this.
Right.
Right.
And they need help to deal with me. They need God's help. Like, I'm that bad. It drives me nuts when people say that.
Thank you for the call.
And Ann Raven, what's that phrase that's insulting, but it's not insulting, but it's really insulting?
Anytime someone starts something, any phrase with no offense, but ... it's like you're about to say something offensive. So why don't you just say offense? And let me tell you how I'm about to offend you. It drives me crazy.
Wait a minute. So are you speaking about somebody writing you an email or somebody says, no offense, ...
No,
that seems strange in a conversation.
No. Well,
no, when someone goes when someone says, no offense, but like your shirt is hideous.
Right.
So, anytime someone says no offense, but they're going to say something offensive.
Well, okay. Clearly.
So I have found a way around this because I am one of those people that uses the no offense. I always say, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Right. But there's only one way to take it.
Right.
There's clearly only one way to take it.
And it's never going
to be
good.
Right. That's right.
So when you say, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, you're saying like, this is going to hurt.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's a phrase that's insulting but not really insulting?
After I complain to my boyfriend, he always says to me, it is what it is.
My father used to say that. But that was after he had surgery a couple times. And I'm not sure that he had other responses ready to go.
Raven.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not a great response.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I say that a lot because it is what it is. Like, here we go.
All falls under that umbrella. No, I've said it before, too. It's just that thing when you're just like, all right, whatever, I heard what you said.
Yeah, but
I don't have anything to add or
it's
anything
a difference
to do.
If your best friend says that and or if your boyfriend says it. Because your boyfriend, you feel like it's dismissive.
Right.
But if it's like your like friend or somebody that like you, then I could, you're like, oh, you're trying to say it to be compassionate.
They're commiserating with you, but yeah, I get it.
1-800-330-9999. What's that phrase that's not really insulting, but man, it drives you crazy? My girlfriend Tina just texted me. The phrase, don't you think, gets under my skin. Just say, I think you should. Right? It's true.
Yeah, I guess. That's a good one.
There's some phrases that seem innocent enough, but they just drive you absolutely crazy because they're insulting.
Mm-hmm.
On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, the phrase they can't stand is same difference.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means when people say that.
Well,
same
it's like
difference.
Even money. Doesn't make any difference.
Mm.
Come on. It's not going to matter one way or the other.
Another text, when people say something and then they say, you understand?
Mm.
As if you're an idiot. Right. Yeah.
I don't like it when people say to me, oh my gosh, I just forgot my thought.
You forgot your thought?
In the middle of my thought.
Another one that's
literally in the middle of a sentence.
I'll let you remember. I'll give you a second. When people say, we're not saving lives. I say that a lot here.
Yes.
I say that a lot here to the guys, like to the producers, like when we make a mistake or something. I'm like, listen, we're not saving lives, which I mean, it's kind of true. We're not.
Right? We're not brain surgeons. You can't always hit a home run. That's the one that I was going to say. And it's the same type of thing. It's like, well, you know what? I mean, I might not have hit a home run that time, but I did do pretty good.
It was still a double.
Yeah, I mean,
it counts for something.
My double's better than somebody else's double sometimes or whatever. I'm always like, wow, I did pretty good there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the phrase that seems innocent enough, but you just can't stand it?
Trust me. I hate it when some people say, trust me, because as soon as you say, trust me, I immediately don't trust you. I'm immediately suspicious.
Anna and I were actually just having a conversation right now about air quotes.
Right.
When anybody uses air quotes in a conversation where they like literally raise their hands up above and do it, I immediately take the fact that they're stating as a lie. I want Wikipedia instantly to tell me that they are a liar so that they'll learn their lesson and never do that again. Good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that phrase that seems innocent enough but drives you crazy?
You did good. Who's the brain surgeon who came up with that one?
Oh,
you did good.
You did good.
Yeah.
And then the brain surgeon that came up with that one.
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are phrases that are insulting but not really?
Man, you know, when somebody tells me this isn't in your wheelhouse, man, that really just gets me, you know, freaking livid.
I mean, how do they know?
It's just like, right. You don't know my wheelhouse.
That's right.
You've never been at my wheelhouse.
That's right. Like, what is a wheelhouse?
What is a wheelhouse?
But I know what you mean, man. Like, they're saying it's not something you can handle or something you'd be good at. Like, how do they know?
A wheelhouse is a part of a boat or a ship serving as a shelter for the person at the wheel. Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever.
We're not even talking about boating. What are you talking about, my wheelhouse?
You're right. I'm mad about this wheelhouse nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, it also means area of interest or expertise. I guess that makes a little bit more sense.
Okay. Well,
but still, it's insulting.
Probably should have read that part first.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a phrase that's insulting but not really?
When my husband says to me, you always have something to say, like, what is that? Yes, I have something to say. I have opinions. I'm smart. Like, I hate that phrase. It gets me so riled up.
It's true, though. You always have something to say. It's like, yeah, because I'm a human being.
Well, that's how conversation works.
Just be quiet. Am I just sit here in my corner silently? You can't put baby in a corner silently.
Sometimes.
Exactly.
It would be so wonderful if you could. Sometimes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.